Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We've got college baseball to wrap up the regular season this week. Dan McDonald, head coach of the Louisville Cardinals. What's up, coach? Welcome back.
Hey, how you doing?
Good to have you on. Ian's here with me. Obviously, we know there's been some struggles this season, but this weekend, first off, you had a nice win last night, but this weekend, you got Florida State in, and this is to close out the regular season, so we're going to make this a party, aren't we?
This is. We're going to make this our regional. We love hosting a regional. It's not in the cards right now, so this is our looks like our last game at Jim Patterson Stadium. We got great weather, the forecast for Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday afternoon. And Florida State is a storied program. They're having a tough year, brand new coaching staff. The injury bug got them early on, and so it really affected their season. It got us at about the midway point. We rolled for about half a season, and then that Wake Forest weekend, it was like, led up to about four games in a row where we had one of our guys go down. But we're still alive, man. We're breathing. We're alive. And I feel like we control our destiny to try to get in the ACC tournament and make a run at it.
That's right, Coach. And you do, to some extent, control your destiny. It's all about winning the games this weekend. And I guess you kind of look at them kind of like it is a regional maybe a couple of years ago, when you needed Luke Smith to throw a gem for you to keep going, or you needed to win game seven last year. Is that kind of how you coach these games this weekend? It's like, hey, we got to focus on winning today. Let tomorrow take care of tomorrow.
And we've always been pretty good at that. Having lost games in a regional and come out of the loser's bracket, we've always been, what we like to say, be where your feet are, the old one game at a time mentality. We can't get ahead of ourselves. I mean, really, we've got to try to win the first inning segment, and let's just see what happens. Let's just, I want these guys to, they've given us everything they have. I told T.L. Brown, I said, being a New York Knicks fan and loving the Willis Reed story, I wanted us to have a Willis Reed type of commitment. I said, the problem was Willis Reed did it for game seven, and it was one game and the Knicks were able to win. We've been trying to do it for like 6 weeks. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. It's the exact opposite. When you have to play so many games and you have, I call them the walking wounded and guys playing with injuries, it has the opposite effect, and it's almost like we're not at full strength, so everybody's pressing a little bit. Everybody's trying to do a little too much, and we just haven't played carefree, loose, enjoyable baseball. It's been very frustrating the last 5-6 weeks.
I saw CL a few days ago. I'm scratching my head thinking, does he know who Willis Reed is? I'm just trying to figure. Is he too young for that reference? I don't know.
If he's too young for that reference, then, man, I'm really getting old.
Okay, so let's talk about playing with joy. How do you sort of insert that attitude in, Dan? It's been a tough season, but like you said, you're still breathing. There's a shot at the ACC tournament.
Well, I've shared with this team, guys, many years we've gone in as the number one seed, and we've never played great. Now, I don't calculated. I'm not that smart to go to the ACC tournament and not play well, but then we always rebound and play well in the regionals or the supers. I said, but I can tell you this, when we were in the Big East and as we've been in the ACC, some of our worst regular seasons, we went to the Big East tournament as like a 6 seed, won the tournament, got into the NCAAs. In 18, we had a young team, and we played well down the stretch. But again, we were like a 6-7-8 seed. We go to the ACC tournament. We make it to the championship game and have a chance to win it in the ninth. You end up losing in extra innings. So I'm like, guys, just get into the ACC tournament. There's so much balance and parity in the league. You just gotta play carefree, play loose, and enjoy the opportunity to play. And this is a game of momentum, and unfortunately, we just haven't had momentum.
Yeah, you have to ring the bell. You got to win the ACC tournament too, right?
Probably. Yeah, I'd say probably. You know, RPI is great. Our strength of schedule is great. But we haven't played good enough the last month. And so, man, let's just play well Thursday night.
Yeah.
Yes. Can we run off 7 wins in a row? We definitely can. But it'd be kind of silly to think you're just going to steamroll a program like Florida State. Like, we got to play well Thursday night. So my hope is that our fan base can take advantage of this opportunity to see the Cardinals at Jim Patterson Stadium. We have played pretty good at home most of the year. And let's get the regional atmosphere. Let's get the 2-strike clap going. Let's get on our feet with 2 outs. Let's help this team get off the field. Now, believe me, I challenge our kids. Guys, it's our responsibility to get the fan base going. But we've got a great fan base, and they know what regional baseball is like, and we need a regional atmosphere this weekend.
And you want people to be there early on Thursday night, right, Coach? I hear you're going to celebrate all your graduates coming up, and I know as much as you appreciate what those guys do on the field, you even more so almost appreciate what they do in the classroom. Am I right?
Oh, I mean, we want to be excellent in all areas, and we crush it academically. I mean, our team GPA was like a 3, 4, 5. We'll celebrate our graduates. We got guys graduating in 3 years, like Isaac Humphrey and JT Benson. And then you have your seniors, Tate Keener and Tyler Hawkins and other seniors. I mean, Ryan Hawks graduated in 3 years last year. So we've got guys that are seniors that have already graduated. I mean, so it's a celebration. And there are great kids. Jack Payton's been playing banged up. Christian Napchick banged up. JT Benson, Logan Beard, Eddie King. We just haven't been healthy. You know, the bug got us. It is what it is. It's like I keep telling these guys, it's a part of life. You go through storms, and you're going to come out of it at some point. So just keep fighting, and it would be fun if we can get some momentum, get hot, because anything can happen in baseball. Last year, the national champion was considered the last team in the tournament, in the field of 64. So they were like a 12 to 16 seed in basketball, if you call it that.
All right, yeah, that's right. So you can keep the dream alive. All right, 7 o'clock Thursday, 6 on Friday, 1 o'clock on Saturday. Like you said, let's just stay focused on Thursday. Let's pack the place and then get a little mo rolling.
No doubt. And we had great crowds early. We had good weather. Those that saw us in the first half of the season, we feel like we can compete and play with anybody in the country. Having just spent a weekend at Virginia, a team that's probably hosting a regional, you're like, their top 5 or 6 hitters are healthy and they look great and they're playing great. And our top 5 or 6 are just, they're just bruised. And like I said, I love these kids, man. They're playing with injuries. There's emotion. There's tears in their eyes when they can't play. I just love the fight of this group. And those fans that have watched this closely, I know they respect the fight in this group. So let's show our great fan base. Let's get this place rocking. And, hey, we get momentum and we get into the ACC tournament. You're going to be glad you were there that last weekend against Florida State. So when we go to a regional, you're going to go, man, I saw the fight in that group, and, man, I saw it was in there. I'm glad I got to support them.
Well, and you saw them get it started a little bit last night, Dean, and there's no better place to get that momentum than Jim Patterson Stadium. So most definitely looking forward to Thursday and then, of course, Friday and Saturday against Florida State. Tickets available, I'm sure, at gocards.com. Get out and pack the nest, am I right?
No, and it's a nationally televised game. We're on the ACC network tomorrow night, 7 p.m. We're always recruiting. We're always going to have great kids coming in, and a lot of commitments will be watching us on TV. So, like I said, it's an opportunity for us to showcase. Yes, the regional atmospheres are great, but we've had great atmospheres on ACC weekend. So take advantage of this opportunity, arguably probably the last opportunity barring a regional win, and then you host a super regional like we did in 07. But I would make plans to see us this weekend if you're able to.
Hey, Dan, great talking to you again. Best of luck.
Thanks, guys.
Good luck, Coach.
Dan McDonald, head coach of Louisville baseball. They're at it 6 o'clock tomorrow, Thursday night, and then seven o'clock on Thursday night, 6 o'clock on Friday night, and then 1 o'clock on Saturday. So that's the series. That's the end of the regular season. Like he said, they got to roll. They got to get on a roll fast.
And I think they've got some not only this graduate celebration on Thursday, but I think Senior Day is going to happen either Friday or Saturday. Might depend on the weather. Which one they move that to. Might be a little rain Friday night, so they may, you know, move it around. But yeah, there's going to be some celebrations early, so get in the ballpark early and stick around for some very quality baseball.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.